1 2 1 2.
Yeah, that's
this
cool.
Is Michael Franti here from Spearhead, and you're listening to Indie Media's London Radio, connecting London with the rest of the planet. Stand firm, stay human, hold the vibes, and give the corporation some complications.
Good afternoon. It's Wednesday, the 12th of April, 2006. It's the Indie Media Newswire coming at you live from London. We've got lots of great things coming up on the programme. We've got Barton Young live in the studio, and we've got some stories about the Harmonsworth demonstration that there was at the weekend, SOCPA, and also a phone interview with Penny in Nablus in Palestine. But first, we're going to start with some music.
We'll be right back.
welcome back to the Indie Media Radio Show on Resonance FM. Last Saturday, the 8th of April, around 300 people demonstrated at the Harmondsworth and Colnbrook Immigration Detention Centres near Heathrow. They said they were demonstrating so that those inside will hear our voices and know that they are not alone. The protest was called by London No Borders, the Campaign to Close Heathrow Detention Centres, London Against Detention, and the Square Occupied Social Centre. Colnbrook, which is adjacent to Heathrow Airport, is one of 10 so-called immigration removal centres across the UK, and it's the latest to be added to a network of detention centres. The facility opened in September 2004, and it has a capacity for 303 people. It's managed by Premier Group on behalf of the Immigration and Nationality Directorate. Of the UK's 10 detention centres, 7 are run by private companies. They hold failed asylum seekers and migrants due for deportation, as well as new asylum seekers whom the authorities believe may disappear from the system. Up to 2,600 people can be held in the centres. Many of the people inside Colnbrook have been there for over 6 months, with some being detained for over 18 months. There is no automatic bail review process for immigrants who are being detained. Many detainees at Harmondsworth, neighbouring Colnbrook and other detention centres claim to have been abused. Assaults during removal attempts, lack of medical care, denial of medication, lack of access to independent doctors and obstruction in trying to handle their legal matters. Last January, a detainee at Harmondsworth Detention Centre took his own life.
On Saturday, protesters came on coaches from London, Birmingham, Bristol, Leeds, Brighton, Reading and Cardiff. Many people with experience as detainees were present, including people from Iraq, Kurdistan, Uganda, Congo, the Ivory Coast and other places. Other groups, such as the Rhythms of Resistance Samba Band and the choir from Women in Black, were also involved. There was a very large police presence outside the detention centre, and they prevented the protests from getting into a position from where the detainees could see them. The protesters had wanted to hold their protest in a field from which the detainees would have been able to see it from their windows. Similarly, inside the detention centre, security guards also prevented detainees from accessing the centre's exercise yard and also prevented them from approaching the windows. Some detainees were reportedly beaten up when they protested against these restrictions. In response, some 150 detainees in Colnbrook have gone on hunger strike. During the demonstration, many phone calls from detainees inside the centre were amplified to the gathered crowd through megaphones and a small sound system. Former detainees also gave testimonies of their own experience in detention, and we've got some audio of that now.
Yeah, my name is Salima Sechindi. I come from Uganda. I was detained in Yellswood for 6 months. I've been in this country for 5 years. I was only detained last year in May and got out in November. And I haven't yet finished my asylum case. I'm still in terror. I'm living in fear because any time, even from now, I can go back to the detention because my case is still pending. And I just want to let you know how bad it is in the detention. It's very, very, it's like they keep people there without any criminal charges. And it's so shocking that the British government is so lenient and soft to criminals, to people who kill people, and very harsh on people who never committed any crimes, people who just run from their countries to come for safety, people who expect compassion or being embraced, and they end up being in detentions for years and years when they don't have any case or any sentence they are serving, and you are just kept in that detention for, first of all, for no good reason, and for no good time. You don't know when you are coming out or when you are getting deported or what. The removal centers are meant to be for people who are due to get removed from the country, but it's so shocking that they keep people for years and years without even removal directions, or, you know, people who are not due to get removed. So it's like we have to proceed our cases risk in detention centers. It's an abuse of human rights. For instance, in Uganda, the or in some other countries like Uganda, Congo, they the Home Office here have all the documentations about how the abuse of human rights in our countries. And I wonder why when we come here, they always turn us off and say, we are like, there is no credibility. From our bad experiences, if you come here and you expect something good, and they tell you there is no credibility, it's another way of torturing. It's also, it's like you are being abused, you know, like you are saying, you are talking about your bad experiences. It's bad enough what happened to you now. And when you talk about it, and then you are told off, you are told that there is no credibility in what... in your, what I'm trying to mean is, even telling us that there is no credibility in the bad experiences we went through is an abuse of human rights. And it's like, and we come here like we want safety. We expect the British government to, you know, give us safety, and we end up being destitute. We end up sleeping on empty stomachs. We end up still expected to sleep on streets because we are not, I think, we are not good enough to live. We are not good enough to have medical, you know, care. We are not treated even a quarter of the way people treat their animals. Anyway, I call upon people who are really supporting us, that thank you very much for the good work you are doing. You're really encouraging us. You are encouraging people in the detention centers to still struggle on. We appreciate, because most of us are living in your houses now. We are, you know, on your money, and we really thank you very much. And just to let you know that your calls, your visits, your support, however small you may think it is, it makes a difference to us. It does make a very, very big difference to us, because we think that there are some people who are ready to listen to us, people who are ready to give us their shoulders to cry on. And thank you very much for everything anyway. Thanks very much.
So that was one of the detainees at the detention centre near Heathrow, speaking to the protesters who organised 300 people to go there on Saturday. At one point during the demonstration, about 40 people managed to make their way around the side of the detention centre, where detainees could see and hear them, and they spent a long time communicating with the people inside before being moved on by the police. This group was then surrounded by police and searched, one by one. In all, there were dozens of police vans in attendance, as well as the police's forward intelligence team, otherwise known as the FIT team, who photographed people both at the demonstration and before the coaches left to travel there. More on the protest inside the detention centre now.
As said, many of the detainees responded to the treatment during the demonstration by staging a hunger strike, which is now continuing. The Home Office reports just 4 people on hunger strike, but campaigners say they have confirmation that over 50 people are on hunger strike on B Wing, as well as others on A, C and D Wings of Colnbrook. There are also unconfirmed reports that one detainee, deemed to be the organiser of the protest by the management of the centre, was locked in an isolation cell on Saturday night and has since been removed to another detention centre. Also last Saturday in Glasgow, around 300 asylum seekers, refugees and their supporters marched from the Home Office Reporting Centre in Ibrox to a rally calling for the right to work and an end to deportations. On Monday the 10th of April, the All African Women's Group and other organisations protested outside Communications House in London in solidarity with international actions for immigration and asylum rights and against detention. For more on these issues, see ncadc.org.uk, who would also appreciate any donations you may have. Now, a couple of weeks ago, I was in Hackney's loveliest Mary Lloyd pub, and I came across a pair of remarkable young men, Barton Young and Ben Hobden, and we're very lucky to have them in the studio today. Barton's song, which he sang across the border, caught my heart at the time, and I hope it will catch yours.
Let's see.
Thank you. Lake beside the water, the day will chase away the cold. Watch the morning sunlight turn the roving river into gold. Brothers, we've traveled far, we've left ourselves across this land. Any road will lead us home if we can find the strength to stand. And the night is in the past. Now the light is breaking through. All the hopes and dreams you've carried locked up in your wedding ring chime with all the songs the boys back there at Parchman Farm would sing. Now the dark is overcome. All the stories will come true. Put your faith in everything around you. Run the blade, it's over to the other side. We can go across the border. Yeah.